What's up, everybody? Hey, this is the Pep and Keish Show. This is Pep.
And I'm Keish.
How are you guys doing today? Good, good, good. Glad y'all are doing fine. We have a topic for today. And our topic for today is, are you the judge and the jury? That's a pretty hot topic, I believe, that we're going to talk about today. What do you think about it, Keith?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Like you said, I chose it because with everything that's going on, you know, we often are the judge, you know, the judges and provide judgment of everything. And we can be overly critical, like you said, but it bothers, you know, some of us to the point where, you know, we want to, you know, be very judgmental, even though we really should not. Like you said, I want to take a look right quick at Matthew 7. Matthew 7 says, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' and look at the plank is in your own eye? You are a hypocrite. First, remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." And it also says in 6, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under your feet and turn and tear you into pieces." That was Matthew 7, chapter, King James Version, first through 6th chapter. Verse. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people want to judge people, and they don't want to judge themselves and look in the mirror for themselves, because a lot of times we have a problem with seeing ourselves as who we are. And kind of, like you just said in the word, you know, get the speck out of your own eye first before you go judging someone else, because a lot of times you're quick to jump to conclusions or judgment on someone. You don't know the whole story.
Exactly.
You know, so a lot of us don't give another person a chance to explain themselves, or first say, "Well, let me get myself straight first before I judge someone else." And, you know, it, at any point or any time, you can't judge. There's only one judge, and that's God.
Exactly.
So we tend to kind of want to jump in and do his job, so to speak. And we have to be mindful that we can't do that, and we have to give people the benefit of the doubt and let God take care of doing the judging.
I think, like you said, we are human, and we always have a perspective, an opinion on, you know, what's going on, whether it's politics, whether it's work, whether it's, you know, church. It, you know, we have a habit of judging, you know, whether it's justified, whether it's unjust, whether it's just, you know, all cockamamie, as they say, to where you are, you know, putting your own judgments before others without, like you said, really considering the aftermath or the consequences, or, you know, even, you know, thinking about, you know, like you said, judging a book by its cover. A lot of, you know, that definitely is the old saying. A lot of people do that,
yeah.
Especially, you know, like you said, in the workplace. You know, in church, a lot of people do it as well. You know, just kind of snubbing their nose at you. You know, you might look a certain way, and, you know, they're already ready to pass judgment, you know. But I wanted to, you know, talk about that, is, you know, to be able, you know, some judgment is, you know, is cool. We are always going to be critical of ourselves, you know, as well as others. But when we are overly judgmental, we tend to, you know, not think about the emotional consequences of said judgments. You know, right. That's kind of what I wanted to be able to bring light to, you know, especially in relationships. I can think of several examples, you know, whether it's, you know, mother, daughter, whether it's, you know, my mom, my dad, where I have, you know, felt like, you know, they were kind of judging me or, you know, looking at me a certain way, but that's not really, you know, my point or my take, and, you know, how I am or my character.
Do you think they knew they were doing that, or did you feel like you were thinking they were judging?
Both. You know, I mean, you don't know until you point it out. that you feel like you're being judged, or you feel like their statement or their behavior, or, you know, is judgmental towards you. So there are times where that person may not know or understand that that is a perception of yours. But then there are times where their point of factly and matter of factly will point out, you know, that, you know, they are, you know, judging you or casting judgment on a decision or behavior because of your past, or because of, you know, what they think they know about you. And like you say, when you're coming up in their household, it's different to where, you know, they may see you as one way, but they don't really know your, you know, your, who you truly are.
So I think a lot of times kids seem, they talk to the parents and they the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, you want me to be perfect. You know, You want me to be perfect, or you want me to be like you and not make mistakes.
Correct.
And not do some of the wrong things that they've done. I mean, which is good. That's what a parent is supposed to do, to kind of keep the child on track. With, if they know something's going to happen, or they've been through some of the things that you're on that same road, it's their responsibility or job to say, well, if you continue down that road, it's not going to be the best outcome for you. And, you know, you kind of want to keep the child on track. But a lot of times the child is rebellious and they want to do their own thing, and they want to make their own mistakes, and they want to make their own choices and not be judged by their choice that they make.
I mean, but like we said, you know, we don't have any right to judge anybody, you know, not even our own children, family. The goal is, like you said, as a parent, is to, you know, instruct them and lead them in the way that it should go, you know, based on our Christian values. But at the end of the day, you know, they, after they turn 18, they're an adult, and they're going to hopefully learn from, you know, birth till 18, certain core values. And after that 18, you are pretty much at that point where they have that 18 to 25 where they're going to think they know everything. And they're still going to be learning how to transition into a mature adult to be able to be on their own. But once they make certain decisions, yes, you want to point them in the right direction. But once they start making those decisions, you know, it really isn't fair of us to pass judgment on those decisions. Only thing we can do is provide advice for them.
Yeah.
You know, provide advisement. And as Christians, you know, we should be, you know, able to provide godly counsel whether they want it or not. Because we are saying that we're Christians, so we have to provide Christ-like character and counseling to be able to show them, like, hey, there is a better way. I can't make you change, and I can't, you know, I can only teach you in the way that I know, or in a, you know, in a biblical point of view, you know, to be able to maintain that type of relationship. But it, you know, we can't change who they are as a person, because they've already started developing who they want to be. But we have a habit of judging what we see, even if that's not who they really are.
Right, because, I mean, you know, the word tells us not to speak evil against one another. You know, the one who speaks against the brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. So, you know, you're not a doer of the law, but you judge the law. So
correct.
You have to be careful with sort of being a hypocrite, so to speak, and judging folk in a point, in a way that they're thinking that they're better than you, or they, you know, you're beneath them, and they have the right to judge you and put you
exactly
in a certain category. So, yeah, it's definitely something that you want to be mindful of and be careful of doing that. I mean, we all are guilty of it. We all find ourselves doing it, and we just need to be mindful of, okay, am I judging this person? Like, you know, I don't want to be judged. So make sure that you kind of, like, keep that in mind when you have people come up to you or do things that you find yourself giving an opinion about how they should live, how they should do things, and things, you know, of that sort.
I mean, why is it important? I mean, you still want to be able to have your point of view, have your opinion, but I mean, ultimately, you know, why is it important for us to consider, you know, how we judge each other, as far as, you know, their behavior or, you know, their acts, you know, mental stability, you know, so much stuff going on now. Like, this is our first show since the pandemic, so we have so much going on outside of us, and you have that group of people who are just, you know, concerned so much and consumed with the politics and, you know, what's going on, you know, in D.C., but then you also have racial injustices and we have, you know, the COVID virus and there's so much going on, but we are quick to judge, you know, based on what we see versus doing our part to do the research, to be able to look into the entire situation that is evolving versus just kind of, you know, just acting out of emotion or acting out of like, oh my gosh, fear. You know, I see this and I see that, you know, let me not do this and be quick to, you know, judge and quick to assume like, well, they're not doing what they're supposed to do or you're not doing this and doing that. So, you know, we have to kind of look back, well, wait a minute, what am I doing? You know, just with the Black Lives Movement, you know, Matters Movement. Somebody, you know, talked to me today about, you know, do I feel like it's being overshadowed by everything? Of course, everything that's going on in this world is a pandemic. It's overshadowing everything. So we are all acting as judge and jury. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all acting as if, you know, we don't have our own issues. We don't have our own stuff. And it's so quick to place blame on one party or another when we all definitely need to find a way to, you know, operate in peace and love and harmony, which is not as easy.
Because, that's true. Because, I mean, I think the biggest part, too, a lot of times we walk in our flesh. And when we're walking in our flesh, we're quick to definitely judge and condemn and put down, you know, folks. So we have a responsibility to make sure that we're walking in the spirit. Correct. You know, when we walk in the spirit, then, yeah, we can keep reminding or be reminded of the word saying not to do something like that, not to judge others, not to condemn others, not to put others to shame or whatever. It's just like a lot of the folk back in the day used to get stoned for doing things or, you know, sinning against the law. And, you know, when Jesus came on the scene, you know, they were about to condemn this one woman where they were about to stone her to death.
Exactly.
Because they were being judge and jury. Correct. And when Jesus stepped in, he just wrote on the ground. And we don't know what he wrote, but when he revealed what he had written, and he said, he that cast, you know, had no sin, cast the first stone, and everyone had to put their stone down.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't stone the woman because they thought about their own sins. They thought about their own wrongdoings, and they knew that they couldn't judge this woman because of the fact that Jesus reminded them, you guys have no room to judge anyone with the sins that you committed, the sins that you've done, and put your stone down because you living in glass houses, throwing stones is a dangerous thing. So he had to remind them that, you know, you can't be judge and jury over anyone and not look at yourselves first. So a lot of times, you know, we have to wake up, look in the mirror and say, okay, what can I do better?
Yeah.
You know, what can I do better? How can I change myself first? Because you have to change yourself first before you try to change someone else.
Yep.
And that's the biggest key. A lot of us don't want to look at ourselves first to see, okay, what are my faults? What are my wrongdoings? What can I change? How can I change to be better? Walking a Christian way, walking a godly way. What would Jesus do, so to speak? And once you have that mentality, I think a lot of times you tend to put that stone down that you may have in your hand, that you're ready to throw a stone at someone, and you're not realizing, okay, your faults, your shortcomings. You know, once we do that, I think a lot of times we can avoid judging someone.
I mean, but how does this work? And, you know, like you said, most people say, well, that's not realistic. You know, we all going to have some type of judgment. You know, we're not saying that. You know, there's going to be judgment regardless. But what we're saying is that there's oftentimes, you know, somebody who's just so adamant at being, you know, judging you based on what they see and what you're doing, but yet they are not content and, you know, emotionally resilient in their own life,
mm-hmm.
which creates more havoc and more confusion and more just frustration on your part because you're trying to be, you know, a Christian, you're trying to not, you know, you know, tell them off, so to speak, and just keep it real. You're trying to not go off on them, you know, and say something you don't have no business saying.
Right.
So it's like you try to, like you said, hold your tongue, but you get to that place where you're like, look, stop, you know, stop judging me based on X, Y, and Z and worry about yourself.
Right.
Worry about your stuff first, your issues first, because it's, you know, one thing for you to just judge me on based on what you see. But you really need to take the time to get to know whoever it is or whatever it is, if that's what you choose. But if you want to sit around and gossip and nitpick and like, you, well, I see you doing this or you doing that. Well, don't worry about what I'm doing.
Right.
Focus on what you're doing.
Exactly.
And if you have that much of a problem and you are going to be extra judgy, extra preachy, you're going to drive those folks away.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make them feel like they don't want to be a part of your life, that you are not going to be, you know, receptive. You're not going to answer the phone when they call. You're going to be, you know, kind of distant, and you're going to drive a wedge in that particular relationship. And that conversation is going to be short. You're going to be like, well, every time you turn around, oh, well, I see you doing this. Well, I see you doing, well, I saw you on Facebook. Get off Facebook watching about what I'm doing and talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reach out to me instead of judging me based on what you see on social media, because that's not always what it seems. You know, a lot of people do that, you know, and like you said, and I want to definitely talk about that. You know, we have people who judge all the time based on what they see on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, Y, and Z. We forget that it's entertainment.
Right.
You know, it's like you said, promoting business, advertising, you know, clubs, groups, but it's still entertainment. It's still informative. It's still, you know, getting a way for us to connect, but it does not replace, you know, that one-on-one interaction. It doesn't replace, you know, the everyday interaction and communication that we should have with each other if we're so-called real friends, you know. But those Facebook friends will often, you know, judge your life based on what they see. And, you know, you may see somebody to say, hey, I didn't hear from you, but I saw that you was on Facebook at the beach. Well, who are you to judge me by what you see at the beach? Just because I post a picture at the beach doesn't mean that I was there today.
Right.
You know, I could have posted that, you know, today, but was there, you know, over the weekend. You know,
absolutely.
You know, a lot of people will, you know, contact me and say different things. Or, well, you're supposed to be at work. Or, why are you doing this and you doing that? And I'm just mind your business, number one. Why are you judging me? Why are you even coming to me with this emotional stuff? You know, it causes more stress. It causes more heartache in the end, because you want to, you know, be friends with some people, but you want to be able to keep a distance. But you also have to realize that, you know, as humans, we are in our flesh. Everybody's not Christian like you. So you are going to have those people who are going to feel like they have the right to say whatever they want to say.
Absolutely.
And that may be true. But as a Christian, it's your responsibility and your job to remind them of who you are, and only hope that they will respect you for what you believe and your decision. And even if they don't, there may be a sign for you to then, you know, distance yourself from them so that you don't, you know, get that backlash from that, you know, judgmental behavior.
Right, because we have to remember that everyone's different. You know, we're not all the same. We're not all made up the same far as our upbringing, my background. And a lot of times, you know, it's kind of taught or whatever, and maybe in the family, you know, you're so used to doing it with your brothers and sisters, relatives and things like that. And a lot of times we carry over to adulthood those type of traits or characteristics where we are caught up with a lot of, you know, judgmental behavior. And you know, I think a lot of times once you become a Christian, once you learn about Christ, how his walk was, you tend to start learning his ways and you want to live like him.
Yeah.
And live like him, you know, because like I say, even on your best day, we know we come short.
All
you know,
day.
We come
All
short.
Day.
We're not perfect. We're not a perfect being like Christ, like God is. But like Paul say, you know, we press towards the mark for
Correct.
The prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So, you know, we're pressing towards the mark. We're pressing to be better. We're pressing to get to the bullseye, so to speak. Yeah. And we're pressing to get to that, like the highest of, you know, 100%. No one's 100%, but we try so hard to be 100% each and every day. And that's pretty much all you can do.
Correct.
You know, you have to be really able to push forward, push through those obstacles and those folks that you may run into that have those precept known, you know, perceptions of you. And they may have heard of you, or they may have seen you on Facebook, may have seen you on Instagram or whatever. But a lot of times you have to be careful what you put out there. It may come back as being misunderstood or being scrambled around into a way that you weren't trying to make it that way, but it seems to kind of like make people feel like, okay, this is what you're saying to us or showing us. And it's about just hearing what the parties may have to say about what was actually put out there and what they were trying to actually say, you know. And we're so quick to judge and say your opinion about something, but let's hear from the person.
Yep.
And ask them, okay, well, what did you mean by this, or what did you kind of want to really say when you put it out there? And you may be surprised with the answer.
Oh, you most likely you will,
you know. So that's the thing, you know, until you hear both sides of a story, you really can't, you know, always say, okay, well, I know the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a lot of times, you know, people want to hear one side and they want to hear what they choose to hear, but not hear the whole story. And it's like, you have to hear the whole thing before you can make any types of, you know, conclusion of it.
Exactly.
Know? So.
So, like you said, with that said, you know, I'm definitely, you know, just wanted to kind of touch upon, you know, the blog post that we posted today.
Yeah.
Today is, you know, Blog Wednesday. And, yes, you know, we'll be bringing a new blog post next week.
Check
next
it Wednesday. Out. Check it out.
Pep will be discussing something that we all need to talk about. It's just forgiving and let go.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. That's big. That's big.
Matthew 6:14 says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Amen.
So that's definitely, you know, what we're going to be talking about next week is, yeah, just, you know, forgiveness and letting go and allowing God to heal you completely. You know, I know it doesn't happen overnight. You
right.
know, we have so much going on with, you know, our relationships. You know, this definitely is, you know, about relationships, marriage, family, you know, couples, you know. It's just not, you know, just everything that encompasses, you know, how we interact with each other, was communicating, whether it's, you know, understanding and, you know, just learning how to press forward and, you know, you just be able to be on one accord and in harmony.
Amen.
So that's what we are all about. Definitely check us out on the web.
Check us out.
At www.relationshipmatterswithpepandkeesh.com. So you can also send us an email at pepandkeesh@gmail.com or info@relationshipmatterswithpepandkeesh.com.
Yeah.
So definitely take a look at our blog post if you have not. Take a look at our other things. We do have some books for purchase that will be up there shortly the end of the week. So definitely, you know, order our books.
Check it out.
We definitely will be having some things coming up in the works, and some gear, apparel coming up. We have some gear coming up that you can purchase to help us out, represent, and be, you know, possibly sponsor a couple's counseling session. We do offer singles counseling for our ministries, as well as couples counseling sessions that will be found on our website. So definitely check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Relationship Matters. Join our group, Relationship Matters International. So with that said, we bid you goodbye.
Thank you for
see you next
in.
Week. Thank
yeah.
you for tuning in, and be blessed.
Yes.